Scott said to make sure that I held the microphone up near my mouth so everybody could hear me. And now we don't have the choir in their usual spot, so that's okay. I will still project. So I actually want to invite the children who attended Vacation Bible School to start making their way up to our chancel area, if you would, please. Children and youth helpers, please, please, please. So, and while they're doing that, I want to invite you to take a peek at the back of your bulletin. And at the back of our bulletin, right under the name of our church, is our mission statement. And would you read that aloud with me? Here we go. We are a diverse and caring community, sharing the promise of life with Christ, passing the faith to the next generation. When I arrived at church today and picked up my bulletin, I actually took my finger and ran my finger over those last words after the last comma. Because the thing about a mission statement, if you've ever been involved in your place of work in creating the mission statement for that place, is that one of the things you might have been coached to understand is that when you create a mission statement, you're asked, if our doors closed tonight forever, what would you want to be remembered for doing? And passing the faith to the next generation was one of the things that the group that created our mission statement wanted to be known for doing if our doors were to suddenly close. I really feel the weight of that responsibility. It is not a burden, but a blessing and something I get to do, rather than something I am charged to do. And so now that we're recovering from COVID and this is the first time we've been really, really back to be able to do VBS, it is just making my heart so full that we were able to do this. And we did it in a really short amount of time. I think, Pastor Jacob, I let you know that we could do this at the centennial celebration, right? So literally about 8 weeks, this all came together. So, you know, God puts you where he needs you, and then you bloom where you're planted, right? So we had a total of 15 children registered. We averaged 13 in attendance each night this week. We had 12 to 15 adults with us helping every night, and they weren't always the same adults. I invited you to come as you were able and as your schedule allowed, and I'm so, so happy for every face that I saw. There were friends who donated monetarily, and there were people that were texting me during the week and saying, Leah, I can't be there physically, but I want you to know that I'm praying for you. What I want to bring up before we start singing is that we had a total of 6 youth helpers who, they aren't the next generation, they are the next generation. And so, and yet we have seeds of growth and leadership that we have seen evidence of this week. And so I'm so proud of them and happy to know that we knew them when they were all peanuts. And now they're not so peanuts, but they did a wonderful job, and I want to thank all of you guys. All right, so are you ready to hear a little bit of music? Yeah. All right, here we go.